The tones of the great sheriff of Suffolk County, ladies and gentlemen, Errol Tulon Jr., and joins us in his monthly spot with us. Sheriff, it is great having you here at the end of April, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me on, Jay.
You got a big event happening Saturday. You know, I don't want to start with that. Hockey for Hope 4, that's right. It's all had. It's a charity game to benefit the New York Cancer Foundation's mission of assisting cancer patients right here on Long Island. So you have the NY Cancer Foundation against the Suffolk Sheriff, the Clark Killers Arena. Talk to me about that. 7 o'clock, right, on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be 7 o'clock on Saturday. We're expecting another big crowd. This is our fourth year actually playing them. And, you know, being a three-time cancer survivor, the mission of the New York Cancer Foundation is so in tune. I remember my second battle after I had pancreatic cancer, going through some, not only the trials and tribulations of having cancer, but some of the medical costs. And while the foundation doesn't support the medical costs, those ancillary costs of your rent, utilities, Uber rides, and groceries are things that they support, which are very, you know, very much needed with individuals that are battling various cancers.
Yep. It's for a great cause. Great cause, folks. And it's this Saturday over at the Clark Gillies Arena. That's Dix Hills Park there on Vanderbilt Parkway, okay, Motor Parkway. So you check it out, 7 o'clock, puck drops for tickets. Go to the website, scsohockey.com. That's scsohockey.com. Very important cause, and it'll be a lot of fun.
And I'm playing.
And the show, how about that? Now, what, you're going to be a winger, or are you going to be a defenseman, no. Maybe a goalkeeper? No. Who knows, Sheriff? What are you?
Yeah, no, I'm a winger, and I'm one of the slow guys, so I just got to get up the ice, get to the net, and hopefully get a rebound.
There you go. Might be able to use you, you know, with the Islanders tomorrow night. Man, they need a little help. A little help. We'll see what happens at the UBS. Sheriff, there's some serious stuff, you know, and I had a conversation earlier in the fact that the brazen approach of some of these drivers out there. You know, you had a woman in Massapequa hitting another car, stealing a car. I mean, it is insane what is going on here. Not only under the influence as far as some of these drivers, it's just a brazen approach to commit these heinous acts on the roads, right now. You got to have your head in a swivel. And I know the sheriff's department does. With your deputies and everything else, I mean, my goodness, you know, I feel like every day I got two stories of horrific nature here regarding our roads on Long Island.
You know, I'm very concerned for my deputies who are out on the road. You know, we saw a trooper get assaulted, I think it was yesterday or the day before. Of course, this young woman gets involved in a motor vehicle accident and then decides to take a public safety vehicle that responds to the scene to render assistance. And you know, you really have to wonder what's going on. Varying, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. You know, you can't pinpoint a certain type of demographic. It just seems like it's going on all over the place, all over our country. And so, you know, as the leader of this organization, I'm always prayerful that all of my staff, both correction officers and deputy sheriffs, you know, go home the same way they came to work, and that's in a safe and intact manner.
This Spanos guy who was twice the legal limit, he crashed into that couple, what was it, last August, killing them. He's going over 100 miles an hour on Northern Boulevard. He'll be sentenced in June. I think it's 7 to 21 years, we'll see. But it's just, you know, maybe it's the job, and I report on this daily, but there is so much going on with cars and drivers just haphazardly. It really is a tough deal. It really is a tough deal. So something to keep an eye on. You know, I felt for that woman yesterday, the Terry Long family, Sheriff. No arrest made yet. 2 years ago, it was a drive-by outside Long's home in, what was it, Ronkonkoma, I think Wildwood Road. I know photos were released yesterday of a dark color, maybe a gray BMW. Multiple people involved. Two of them fired the shots at Terry Long. You know, we've asked the folks to contact the police department, Crime Stoppers as well. This is a big case, and it needs to be solved, sure.
Yes, you know, anytime any individual in our community is killed, and clearly this is a targeted attack on this young man, and, you know, when you listen to his mother plea for the public's assistance in identifying the individuals that committed this crime against her son, and, you know, I think one of the grandchildren spoke also, his child, but her grandchild spoke also at the press conference. You know, this is something that we don't want, and we're hoping that with all our resources between the police department, sheriff's office, and district attorney's office, we can bring someone to justice or bring the people to justice that committed this crime.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And a $5,000 reward for information, hopefully, that will apprehend these individuals involved here. Young father and everything else, just, you know, targeted attack. Guy was getting into his car and in front of his kid. I mean, it's just a very tough situation. And hopefully they will get these guys off the streets. That is the important thing, talking with the sheriff, Errol Toulon Jr. Sheriff, you know, I talked a lot about the budget that was passed in the state, $237 billion. I wanted to see a little bit more regarding some criminal reforms, justice reform. I didn't get it. You know, judges, bail, and all that stuff. We could talk ad nauseum about that. But, you know, the one thing I have noticed is retail theft. I mean, we know that is elevated. Looting, shoplifting. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, there's got to be some tough penalties involved. I believe people who are involved in these types of acts know the consequences, which is hardly any. And that's why, you know, you see, you know, kind of an expanded situation of what goes on here from a criminal nature. And it has to change, sure.
No, I can't agree more. You know, I watched a video of an individual stealing 17 iPhones from a store. And because of the individual knowing that there's no consequences, you know, recklessly walking through the store and, you know, nothing that the owners of the store can do. And what's really sad is that now you're having people who may be reluctant to go into certain businesses, and you have business owners that are suffering the financial loss of their products being, you know, stolen. There's no ramifications. Yes, they do have insurance, but, you know, potentially customers not wanting to patronize their establishment because of the things that are going on and the lax in our you know, our government regarding these individuals committing these crimes, and we have to do better. You know, it's very difficult and frustrating for a law enforcement officer to even arrest someone knowing that within a few hours they're going to be back on the streets to actually commit the same crime over again. And at some point, Albany has to look and say, you know, enough is enough. And I know you and I have talked about this ad nauseum, but we really have to do something. And, you know, I know I've spoken to the district attorney, and we've, you know, thought about different things, going up to Albany, you know, bringing groups of people. But you know what? We're going to lose to New York City because New York City is the biggest monster where a lot of these issues are okay to do. It's not okay on Long Island. It is not okay in Suffolk County. And we want harsher laws and penalties for individuals that are committing these crimes.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question about it. It's got to change. You know, I have on every month, Chuck Levine, Assemblyman Chuck Levine, a Democrat, high-end Democrat, out of the Assembly, 13th District. And listen, I almost plead with him every month, you know, talk with the leader there, Carl Hasty, get some common sense. This guy doesn't believe deterrence, is involved with those who, get incarcerated here. I mean, my goodness, you know, Sheriff, things have changed, right? Since you and I were kids, it used to mean something when you get a jail sentence, right? When you think about committing a crime, knowing that there are going to be some consequences here. You know, to me, back in the day, you know, that meant something.
Yes, and, you know, it's shoplifting now. The crimes could possibly or potentially elevate because they're selling these iPhones, as I mentioned earlier. Next thing you know, it could be vehicles, burglaries in persons' homes. And so, you know, we want to stop it. You know, one, because it's wrong. There's a financial loss and an emotional impact when these things occur. And more importantly, as I said earlier, we do not want these crimes to elevate where individuals can continue to graduate to bigger crimes because they want more money or they can see the glory in what they think they're doing.
Yeah. Cops are looking for a guy who I think was in Center Ridge over the weekend, allegedly stole $1,000 worth of merchandise from a store there. I think it was Carter's. That's what it was, Carter's in Center Ridge Square. I mean, you know, enough is enough, really. Enough is enough. This governor needs to get out from under a rock as well as her bosses. And I say her bosses because they run the state, my estimation. That's just me. Carl Hasty and company. It's got to change. It's absolutely have to change. Sheriff, what about in and around the community? I like to go kind of around the horn with you. I know you're out there more than anything as far as, you know, the outreach, getting in touch with the residents, what's on their minds. That is still a focal point as far as how you run this department, correct?
Yes, absolutely. You know, getting into the schools has been my number one priority and really seeing what some of these young men and women are going through. You know, we had an event a couple of weeks ago where we brought in some pizzas and talked to some kids. And you know, this is how tragic it is. A young person came up to us and said, "Can I bring two slices of pizza home?" Because he didn't want his brother and sister to be upset that he ate that day and they didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was, this was, you know, a few weeks ago, and it's still very impactful to me about that statement of what's going on here in Suffolk County. And then, you know, as I travel throughout the county, you know, talking to individuals, you know, public safety is always number one. And the concern, as you mentioned earlier, of the lack of really acknowledgement in Albany of what's going on throughout New York State. And, you know, it's very tough for us because, you know, here in Suffolk County, all law enforcement and our community are basically on the same page as to how we should treat individuals. If someone is a continual offender, they have to go to jail for the rest of their life. If they commit a heinous crime, they have to go to jail for as long as the jail sentence is. But, you know, those individuals that are, suffering from mental health or substance abuse issues, you know, let's get them the help. Hopefully they can return back to our communities and be productive members of our society.
I know one thing. You know, guys like you and Ray Tanney, Bob Warren, Commissioner of the Department in Suffolk, you know, you're doing your jobs as far as making sure people are protected. Which should be that of the mindset of Albany, who has no regard, in my estimation. But we thank you for all the service that you do provide. Now, listen, I will say this. I'm going to keep a close eye on you on Saturday night as a winger. I want to see at least two goals and an assist from you. Nothing short of two goals, Sheriff. I hear you like Trottier on the skates. All right, so let's not... Let's not shield it any other way here. That's the mindset that Toulon has to have on that ice on Saturday night. I want to see a couple of goals there. Hey, listen, if you get a hat trick, we'll have you on. Real quick, we'll have you on real quick. You get a hat trick.
That sounds great. I'm going to try and live up to your expectations.
Remember, hat trick, three goals. And it's all at the Clark Gillies Arena at Dix Hills Park. That's on Vanderbilt Parkway, folks, Dix Hills. Saturday night, puck dropping, and it's all for a great cause of the New York Cancer Foundation against the Suffolk Sheriffs. Always great having you on, Sheriff. Look forward to the next time, my friend. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, Jay.